Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, September 30th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase this week, and we're in Isaiah chapter 52 today. Remember, we're talking in these 2 weeks about becoming a Christian. And in Isaiah chapter 52, salvation is prophesied that one will come who will save Israel. And we believe that we are of Israel in one sense of the word. And so this is about Jesus coming to be the Savior of the world. The title in the message says, God is leading you out of here. Wake up, wake up. Put on your boots, Zion. Dress up in your Sunday best, Jerusalem, holy city. Those who want no part of God have been called out. They won't be coming along. Brush off the dust and get to your feet, captive Jerusalem. Throw off your chains, captive daughter of Zion. God says, you were sold for nothing. You're being bought back for nothing. Again, the Master God says, early on, my people went to Egypt and lived, strangers in the land. At the other end, Assyria oppressed them. And now, what have I here? God's decree. My people are hauled off again for no reason at all. Tyrants on the warpath, whooping it up, and day after day, incessantly, my reputation blackened. Now it's time that my people know who I am, what I'm made of. Yes, that I have something to say. Here I am. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger bringing good news, breaking the news that all's well, proclaiming good times, announcing salvation, telling Zion, your God reigns. Voices, listen. Your scouts are shouting, thunderclap shouts, shouting in joyful unison. They see with their own eyes God coming back to Zion. Break in song, boom it out, ruins of Jerusalem. God has comforted his people. He's redeemed Jerusalem. God has rolled up his sleeves. All the nations can see his holy, muscled arm. Everyone from one end of the earth to the other sees him at work, doing his salvation work. Out of here, out of here. Leave this place. Don't look back. Don't contaminate yourselves with plunder. Just leave, but leave clean. Purify yourselves in the process of worship, carrying the holy vessels of God. But you don't have to be in a hurry. You're not running from anybody. God is leading you out of here. And the God of Israel is also your rear guard. The title for the next section is, It Was Our Pains He Carried. Just watch my servant blossom, exalted, tall, head and shoulders above the crowd. But he didn't begin that way. At first, everyone was appalled. He didn't even look human. A ruined face, disfigured past recognition. Nations all over the world will be in awe, taken aback. King shocked into silence when they see him. For what was unheard of, they'll see with their own eyes. What was unthinkable, they'll have right before them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's go back to verse 12. I'm going to read it in the New International Version. The second portion. For the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. I love this image of God himself going before us and God himself coming behind us to protect us. This reminds me of a benediction prayer that I have heard prayed over congregations, asking the Lord to go before us and behind us and beneath us. And I'm going to pray that prayer at the end of the podcast after we talk a little bit about our mission partner. This week, we are praying for the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, which is in Lebanon. We want to pray for peace and protection in the midst of war and conflict, and for Dr. Eli Haddad and the faculty of this seminary, that they would lead with love and cling to the hope of Jesus. And finally, we want to pray for displaced people and families all across the region who need food, shelter, and safety. Will you pray with me? Father, we do lift up to you the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary. Lord, we ask your watch care over the facility, the faculty, the staff, and the students. And we pray for all those in this region who need your help, your love, and your watch care. Lord, we do not know exactly how to pray, but you, by your Holy Spirit, are praying within us, and that gives us great hope. We thank you, Lord, for the promise of Scripture today that you have sent Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so as we end, I pray this benedictive prayer on my brothers and sisters. May the Lord go before you to lead you. May he stand beside you to comfort you. May he come behind you to protect you. And may he be beneath you to uphold you. In the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.